Happy Victory Monday, Pittsburgh. Your 3-0 Steelers defeated Jim Harbaugh's L.A. Chargers 20-10. And Justin Fields did it all. Justin Fields was not in a sidecar yesterday with T.J. Watt driving the motorcycle and Justin Fields just along for the ride. He was the Steelers, can I say, best player? Anybody want to?
He was the reason they won. He was the reason they won the game. I think you can just say it like that. Does that satisfy both ends of this here? Is it less inflammatory? We want more inflammatory. He was the reason they won the game. He was, in the first 2 weeks of the season, he made plays here or there, did a couple of nice things, you'd call it. In this game, the reason the Steelers won the game more than anything else was that Justin Fields was their quarterback and Justin Fields was making plays, throwing laser beams repeatedly over the middle to beat a very fast, very aggressive defense. Like, Derwin James is an ass kicker, and if he played for the Steelers, people would love him. He was lurking all the time, and Justin Fields was making it happen even with that guy out there.
It's the best game by a Steelers quarterback since Mason came off the bench to beat the Bengals last winter, but that was against one of the worst defenses in the NFL, and this was against the team that had allowed the fewest points.
I thought the Seattle game was even better by Mason, but those two are the games that stick out to me in the last year plus of football of the best quarterback games. The guy made one, I would say, ill-advised decision, and honestly, it still was like a 50-50 ball right there to Patterson that got picked off. He made throws I didn't think I'd see him make this year. Repeatedly, too. You get the third and whatever it was, they're going right to left in, the second quarter, I want to say? Here's Calvin Austin, just on an absolute dart over the middle. Like, well, I have a ton I could say about this game. He did things I did not expect to see if he was in the game this year.
He played a great game. There's no... the Steelers have tried to neuter their quarterbacks and put them in so many handcuffs and straitjackets for so long that we oftentimes have to put some kind of disclaimer or caveat on their performance or some asterisk or something. There's none of that for this game. He threw to the middle of the field. He was accurate at all three levels. It's not like the other team was so wretched or so bad that maybe if you wanted to, you could say the other team lost the game more than the Steelers won it. There was not some kind of transcendent performance by somebody else on the Steelers' offensive side of the ball where you'd say, let's give that guy the lion's share of the credit instead of Justin Fields. It's refreshing to be able to just say, our quarterback played a hell of a game. They trusted this guy to deliver and make good on the development that they had with him throughout minicamp, training camp, preseason, the first two games. They put a lot more on his plate yesterday, and he backed it up.
He ate what was on the plate.
I thought the game was just going to be, hey, let's run the ball, and if it doesn't work, who cares? We'll punt it back and forth, and we'll just wait until one team Fs up.
Took that form early.
He threw 32 times.
Yep. He threw 43 in the first two games. He got basically three-quarters of the way there. And notably, I thought, he threw it a bunch in the second half.
And
like, go make the plays, buddy.
Pull up the NFL chart.
Oh, I looked
at all the green in the middle of the field,
oh,
man.
Oh, Pony, it was like somebody was planting a garden in between the hash marks. They were rifle shots. They were right on target.
He cut down sacks. There were only two. That was one of his big bugaboos in Chicago. He holds onto the ball too long. He doesn't process and read defense. That myth has been debunked so far. Go pull up an Orlovsky or a Chase Daniel or one of these quarterback guys, and they're going to show you plays.
Time.
Romo exactly
in real
gushing.
Time was correctly identifying the things he was doing well and what he was doing to read what was being shown. The one to Austin that I just talked about, Romo says he sees Derwin James. That's going to leave that area open. Throw it to a spot. He made Calvin Austin look like college version Tavon Austin. I mean, It was fun. It felt like we're not going to sit here today like we did so many times last year, whether it was Pickett by the skin of his teeth somehow getting a win, psychoanalyzing every single throw to figure out, is this guy going to be good or not?
Even the first 2 weeks of Fields were like
that. It just looked like a good quarterback playing a good game. That's what it looked like, man. It's been too long. I wondered how the other 85% of the NFL was living all this time. You could just watch a quarterback play well and say, oh, good quarterback played a good game or whatever. And it didn't feel like we were able to do that. And yesterday, I know they only scored 20 points, but he looked like a good quarterback, and they looked like a good offense that game. Took them a little bit of time to get going, and once they did, I thought they never really looked back.
No, they just... They bludgeoned them in the fourth quarter with the run game.
You think Mike Tomlin is probably a little bit muted. He's not going to tip his hand too much on Fields. You know why that is in part? Yes, he doesn't want to say too much about the quarterback situation. Mike Tomlin probably wanted to light a cigarette after that game, the way they physically took it to the Chargers and the way they ended it. You're getting those quotes, I guess, that were coming out, an anonymous Chargers linebacker thanking them for not running a play before the two-minute warning because they were just gassed and wanted to get off the field. Mike Tomlin likes to win on body blows and on a TKO, and that's what they did. And Fields was the one throwing the punches, man. It was fun. Donnie and I have our group message for our little fantasy football league we're in together, the one that I run. One of the guys goes, hey, honestly, didn't see Fields yesterday. Didn't see the game. Like, how did he look? And it was wild to see all these, like, hardened Steeler fans, like, just gushing at the same time. He looked great. It was awesome. He was throwing seeds. He was terrific. The one to Freiermuth that Freiermuth somewhat understandably couldn't hold on to, it's a very tough catch, might have been the best throw of all.
I expect him to make that catch at $48 million when he's a pass-catching tight end. That was a great throw. That took three points off the board.
The size of the window that he threw that ball into was the size of the football.
I know.
Pickens had a drop that went right off his hands. The ball, when they show it on the replay, the ball's hitting him in the face mask because it's right where it's supposed to be. I mean, it was fun, man. I was excited to come in here knowing we weren't going to get any nonsense that we've gotten where somebody's trying to nitpick and pick apart one little thing he did, because it was almost all good.
Let me tell you guys why I say right now he's a franchise quarterback. And right now it looks like they have their quarterback answer. He's not just doing it with his athleticism. Okay, if this looked like the Chicago version of Fields when he was winning games there, which he won some, they kept showing the graphic of how he finished last year. He was winning games late in the season for the Bears. So much of it is with taking off and running, play breaks down, he just
makes something happen.
Breaks a guy's ankles, takes off and runs, shows off his arm strength, complete ad-lib, improvisational, things that aren't really in the
playbook. Sandlot ball.
Yes, exactly. Like Roethlisberger did so much of that
early in
his
career. Yeah.
Yes.
Play breaks down, he's better than you than your guys.
He played the quarterback position yesterday. He did it from the pocket. He did the thing that every NFL analyst says, if you're going to have long-term success at quarterback, you have to do it in there. You can't always be using your wheels. You can't always be Lamar Jackson. You can't always be Cam Newton. You have to be a guy that makes plays from in there.
And you have to use the whole field when you're making those plays.
Yes.
And he did that.
And he did.
I want somebody to print out his pass chart, crumple it up, and shove it. I know you like this guy. Make Warren Sharp open his mouth and shove that crumpled piece of paper in there.
Well, a lot of guys just said that he's just the one I noticed.
We
said
those
things.
It was a funny line, actually, now that I think about it. But
holds on to the ball too long. Can't process. Long processor.
But
guys need to be wide open.
He was quick and decisive. He was hitting that drop, and when it was there, and I thought he did a couple other good things.
If first read isn't there, it's a disaster. All of those things.
He did a couple things, too. I saw, again, him take a sack instead of, I thought, like there was a flinch, like he wanted to try to make a play, and he just went down like he should have on one particular play. And then I saw him numerous times just check it down, and they were throws to Harris. Poor Najee Harris. I'm glad he got, like, some nice runs late when they had tired the Chargers out. He was catching passes that were pretty thankless. They were going for no gain or 1 yard, or he was having to take a hit. But, again, it was a player when the first read and then maybe the second read aren't there. I'm athletic enough to quickly get the ball out, so I'm not taking a sack. I'm not putting the ball at risk. I'm putting the ball on somebody's hands, and we're at least not getting a negative play out of it.
So you think they have the answer. Now, are you ready to say that?
I'm not ready to say it only because it's three games of a season, but you remember that I was pro Russell Wilson being the clear better option. I said there's a reason people have like driven themselves crazy about Justin Fields. The athletic ability tantalizes, but it always will leave you wanting more. I have tabled that. Russell Wilson doesn't get his job back when he's healthy. This is the starting quarterback of this team. And he and Arthur Smith appear to be very much on the same page. And it appears that, like, anybody who believed that Arthur Smith was going to get the most out of him because he's very similar, just better athletically than Tannehill, appears to be right in the early going here. I think this is another thought. This is another, like, sort of thought I had too quickly that I want you to indulge me on. You notice on that Austin cut-up when they show the all-22 of his touchdown, Pickens is pointing and, like, celebrating when he's still at the 30-yard line. He's doing the here he goes, he's gone, because he can tell that no one's going to run him down, even though the guy almost did. I noticed all those guys seem pretty happy. I got Pickens dapping up Scotty Miller right after a gain. I think a lot of the pissed-off vibe among some of their skill players was last year, for the most part, we don't think our quarterback can get it done. Same thing that was happening to Bryce Young, frankly, in Carolina. Now I think it's a lot easier to have a pretty happy skill core when they all believe that the guy can and eventually will get them the ball.
He did yesterday. Four guys caught at least four passes. He didn't lock
Tony,
in on
I'll say
just
it again.
One guy.
You had George Pickens catch a pass and then immediately dap up Scotty Miller.
Yeah.
Cats laying with dogs. Yeah, like, this is incredible.
He's not just thinking about himself.
No, he was pumped up, man. He was feeling good. Everybody's feeling good because it looks like they have a guy that can actually play the position where we don't have to put any stupid qualifiers on it. He can just stand back there and be better than the other guy, which he was.
The thing about the starting quarterback, and we need to get into this throughout the day, when people say he's their starter, here's what the easy thing to do is just say that, and then you know, you confront someone and say, well, what if he sucks against Indianapolis? See, when I think starting quarterback, he's now allowed to have a bad game.
I would agree with
that. Like, I don't like the idea of he's on a short leash still, and if he goes and plays Indy on the road and for the first time in a month has a bad game, well, now it's given Mike Tomlin reason to go back to Russell Wilson. I think with the way he's played the first three games, he's allowed now to have a hiccup, to have a bump in the road.
Do you think Tomlin feels
no,
that
No, and that's
way?
That. Honestly, that's the thing. I don't want to be like alarmist guy or worrywart guy because this is a game that I want to celebrate and enjoy, and it was one of the best Steelers games I've watched in a very long time. But I am concerned about that. Like, he should not be looking over his shoulder and thinking, if I have one bad game now, Russell Wilson's going to get his shot. I think he's earned more than that. Starting quarterback means if you're winning us more games than you're losing, you keep that job as long as you're playing well. And 3-1 through the first four games, if there is a stinker in there Sunday, I'm not going to come on the air Monday and say, let's see Russell Wilson. I don't think that's fair to...
I have a feeling...
I don't think that's fair to Justin Fields. I just don't.
I have a feeling he's going to have a game plan that once again insulates him. I don't think this one insulated him. I think they clearly, like we just said, put the ball in his hands. That Indy run defense without Buckner... bit of a mess. I think that the Steelers are going to go right back to playing road game football. I thought it was instructive that this was a home game, even against the best team they had played so far, that they maybe turned him loose a little bit.
Just overall, seeing the field, I feel like I'm just very calm out there, cool, calm, and collected on the field, and really just that sense of peace out there on the field and not really, you know, rushing things. Internally in my brain, just staying calm in the pocket and just, you know, making plays when I can and just doing my job.
Fat Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service. The Steelers are 3-0, and I believe they have found their guy at quarterback, Justin Fields. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. Too soon to say it. Put the cart before the horse. Are you buying into it? Let's go to the phones. We promised your calls. Here's Max to start us off on this Monday. Hello, Max.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing this afternoon? You know what? I think he's everything that the Steelers want and need. You know, we wanted a quarterback that would go through the progressions and not just dump it off and throw it up in the air, is an INT or whatever, turn the ball over on a fumble, trying to make something happen. He's going through his progressions. And I think the clip you guys just played was everything that it is. And, I mean, he's what I want. I mean, whether he's the future, I don't know, but he's Mr. Right Now. So
he's not panicked or scatterbrained out there. I don't see a guy that, like, the moment is getting to him. Even after the interception, he wasn't rattled by it whatsoever. That's kind of a fluke play. I don't even really think that was, like, a horrible decision by him.
Well, he had fit so many throws into tight spots like that, it just that one bounced the wrong way and then didn't go his way. But I've just seen it numerous times on, I've been watching him on plays where it's obvious that there's not what they want downfield. He seems to either take the sack if he feels the heat coming, or if he's got a dump off option, he gets it to the dump off. Even if it's for no yards, 1 yard, or even minus one, it's still just showing me that he is a different guy. I think one pass sort of, I know it was not to an over-the-middle target here, and it's where he's probably been more comfortable anyway, but the ball to Scotty Miller on the out route, man, that is a ball you only throw if, A, you got a lot of arm talent, and, B, you are very confident and convicted in what you are doing.
I had a feeling that that's where you were going with that.
Because it's six the other direction, and even, you know, Romo says that on the broadcast, but anybody that's watched any amount of football knows that if that pass is floated out there or if it's not to the outside shoulder, it's going the other way.
A man who saw this greatness in Justin Fields from his days in Ohio at Columbus, in Columbus at Ohio State, Johnny the Barber is back with us. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, gentlemen, and a great day for the Steelers, all due in part to the Ohio State.
And we have to thank Joey Bosa, too, at Ohio State, man,
for getting hurt,
for either faking an injury and not wanting to go up against Broderick Jones because he was scared, or actually having a legitimate injury, Johnny.
I seem to remember him smacking me and Mrs. Jones around when he was in the game. See,
I seem to remember him getting stood up and then deciding he didn't want any part of it, JTB.
No. Not even close, gentlemen. I guess we were watching the same game. It was easy for us to get drunk on our man's quarterback skills, so I'll forgive you for not watching the whole game. But
I didn't have to watch many plays to see Joey Bosa's whole game. He was tapping out faster than somebody in the sharpshooter.
Is Justin Fields the best Steelers quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger?
I think he's better than Ben Roethlisberger was.
Anything else?
O-H-I-O.
Thank you, Johnny.
You set him up for that knowing he was going to say that. He just said he's better than Bradshaw and Ben combined.
Here is Wayne in Bethel Park. Hello, Wayne.
Yes, sir. I fully agree with you about Fields being the number one quarterback. I thought he should have been there all along. But my question to you guys is, maybe you can tell me, I can't understand why Russell Wilson was anointed the starting quarterback before anything ever happened. He didn't do anything in any of the preseason games.
He needed to tell him that to sign him. Tomlin needed to tell Russell Wilson.
And when they signed him, they had no idea they would have Fields because they didn't know Pickett would get so ticked off that a trade would become necessary.
They needed to make a handshake deal with him, Wayne.
And if you're making a handshake deal with Wilson to be the starter over Pickett, it makes a lot of sense.
So in order to sign him, they had to tell him he was going to be the starter. Is that what it is?
Yes, that's what we just said.
Well, you know what? I've been around a long time, and any football I've ever played over the 76 years that I am, I've never heard of anybody getting handed something as special and as intricate as what a professional quarterback
Bryce
is.
Bryce Young got handed the Carolina starting job last year after one padless practice. He was anointed the starter because they had taken him number one overall.
I mean, I think that happens in football all the time, Wayne, but thank you for calling. Steelers 3-0, 20-10 winners against the Chargers. It is time for the PM team's plays of the game. We will each pick a play. We will put the three plays on our Twitter account. You will vote on the winner, who you believe accurately pointed out the most important play of the game in the Steelers 20-10 win against the Chargers. So I will tee off first. Here is Jim Nance and Tony Romo, folks.
A little limp. Now,
that was the worry. I didn't know if he could finish the game. Remember I told you before?
Heinicke's come in for him.
Oh, that is a scary proposition on that hit on the first down, Jim.
First down play, Alandon Roberts. The host of the Alandon Roberts Show.
The Tooth Chipper.
The Tooth Chipper on 93.7 The Fan. I believe a Thursday night edition this week, Don, with Pirates Baseball. Programming alert. Will you be on the call with him?
I will.
You will. There you go. Thursday night. He made, I think, the most important play. Justin Herbert was the guy he usually is against the Steelers, which is really damn good, despite having an ankle that was probably shot up with lidocaine, novocaine, cocaine. I don't know what else they put. They were, they were putting a bunch of stuff in that ankle, and he looked
What did they complete combined? 19 straight as a duo of quarterbacks, first time since 91 that's happened in a game.
And
he was carving them up.
A former Steeler said he thought that if Herbert had stayed in the game, the Chargers would have gone on to win. I don't agree with that.
Was that former Steeler Chris Hoke?
Not saying.
Oh, this is a pony, one of Pony's people.
However, that is where the Chargers' hopes and dreams in that game died. It was tied. They had no shot when Herbert went out. So I think that ultimately was the thing that spurred them to victory.
I thought Herbert we had a injury. Chance with Heinicke being the one that they sent in. I thought there was a chance of a Vinnie Johnson microwave situation. Heinicke just goes out there with his, you know, big brass ones, doesn't care if he throws a pick, and just chucks a couple down the field. But that did not happen because that defense was really, really,
all right, Malzi,
really
what's yours?
Good. Well, Pony, I have to go back now because I was wondering if you had cut up a bunch of special ones only for yourself, but I'll take...
Would you like me to reenact a call?
No. I have this. Donnie, can you put my computer up so I can play sound?
I got it.
Thank you.
No, he can't. He's not allowed to do that from Craig.
Oh, yeah? Really? That's funny. Because I'm gonna do what most people expect old Mulsey to do on a regular basis, and I will pick the lowest hanging fruit.
Second and 7.
When he said cuts ahead, the first time I heard it, I thought he said pencil head.
So did I, actually. Austin, for a guy who's very fast and that's his
pencil
one thing.
Pencil head, touchdown.
Did you guys see like the shot when they showed like the camera from behind him? He's got those like the gangly Forrest Gump legs kicking out in every direction. Did not look like the most efficient running style. I will nominate that play, though, not just because it did seal the game, but because one of the worries people, I think, have with Mike Tomlin is he going to let his offense try to close out games? You'll note that you could tell he really liked what Mason was doing almost in spite of his own preconceived notions when he let him throw to seal the Seattle game last year. That was a sign to me, like, I'm going to give you a chance to actually deliver the kill shot.
That was an aggressive
exactly
drive.
It was a kill shot throw and an aggressive drive. Yeah, they threw the ball multiple times on that drive. They didn't take the ball out of Fields' hands.
They started at their own 16. They were only up 3. It was the fourth quarter, so they had reason to think that a field goal lead would be enough against
Heinicke. I texted
a
buddy. I said, he probably wants to win this game 13-10. And credit to Tomlin, especially credit to Fields, credit to Austin, credit to Arthur Smith, who had a very good play call drawn up there. They went out and tried to win the game. They didn't just try to run the clock out. And so, for a variety of reasons, I will take the obvious play and say that was the play of the game.
Donald?
3rd and 3. Fields, open field! And a touchdown! Well, after no signs of life the first 3 series, the Steelers this time go 70 yards for the touchdown.
I'm going to go with the first Justin Fields rushing touchdown as a Pittsburgh Steeler. I also think, even though it was early in the game, this was important because we have been waiting on, well, what happens when that other team comes out there and punches them in the mouth? I know that they have trailed at points this season. They trailed by a few points against Atlanta in week 1. But the thought was, well, one of these teams is going to come out and take a lead on them, and then we'll see Justin Fields for what he really is. We'll see this guy screw up. He won't be able to lead a drive down the field. They went right back down the field, and you heard Nance say it there in the call of, yeah, their first 3 drives went pretty much nowhere. It looked like a disaster on offense. They go right down the field, and it ends with Justin Fields in the end zone. Also, in stadium, it felt a little bit different when that play actually happened. Like, I think people started to get a little bit of a feeling of maybe we have something here with this offense and with this guy.
Was the guy that you sit next to, was there a robust hug? Was there like a big high five?
I wasn't next to my guy Jared yesterday. I was with Sarah in her seats.
So was there a big hug and a high five?
Well, yeah.
But down there, that's more of a wine and cheese crowd, so they're not as rowdy?
Well, yeah, that's what I like to call the pony section.
When you
like
have
45-yard line, 100 level.
When you hold a beer in your hand in that section, do you tip the pinky out because you got to, you know?
Oh, the pinky goes way out.
Don't let me spill my red wine. Don't get too rambunctious down here, Don.
You spilled the vino.
All right.
I will say this before. There was a guy there yesterday.
Yeah.
Who was sitting next to us, and it was like just an old dude. Like, he wasn't an old guy. He was like a dude that's probably in like his mid-30s. He showed zero emotion for anything that happened in the entire game.
Was he decked out in Steelers stuff?
He had like a Steelers shirt on and a Steelers hat. He had his arms crossed. He showed zero emotion for anything in the game, anything that happened in the breaks. The one I was actually stunned by, what normally gets people to at least get up and clap, they do the salute to service thing. They bring out a former military member.
Nothing.
Stayed right in his seat.
How about
arms
Renegade?
Crossed. Right in his seat, arms crossed. It's like he was a statue.
Was he?
Maybe he's actually like a secret service agent or something. Or not secret service, but maybe he's actually there in like security detail and he's undercover in Steelers gear and he's keeping a watchful eye over.
Wouldn't
everybody.
The best way to be incognito to actually cheer and stuff like that, like to blend in?
But maybe that distracts him from actually.
Oh, just
doing
some
his
polite
job.
Clapping.
Nothing. Nothing.
Just a cyborg. Just the Terminator. Just the Terminator sitting there.
Yes.
Like
nothing.
Rob, about as interested as Rob Lowe wearing the NFL hat at the
All
Super
right,
Bowl.
Three options here to choose from. Do you land in Robert's sack of Justin Herbert to knock him out of the game, the Calvin Austin touchdown, the Justin Fields rushing touchdown to tie the score and respond after the Chargers went up 7-0? Pick your play of the game.